Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
That sounds good. That's a good idea.
So much better, right?
The other good thing is, too, you can tell me. I can adjust their volume individually.
Right. Oh, so what is, that's a nice thing.
Is this? This is the same as what it was before. We're the top one, they're the middle one, and then the bottom one is sound effects. That's the other thing I want to test, too. Can everybody hear this?
Yes.
Okay. Good. You heard it too?
I couldn't hear what you did because the squirrely man arrived.
Did you see the bingo?
What? Oh, have you actually seen the bingo?
No, I have not. Okay. I don't even know what the bingo is. What's the bingo?
Here.
What does that even mean?
Hold on. It was shared in
It's in the chat!
I don't see anything.
It's coming! Wait, be patient.
Because you have no eyes. Remember, that's what your character status is. I don't remember my character status. It's been too long. Whoops.
Ooh.
Where is it?
It was very brief. Oh, there it is.
What? I haven't uploaded it yet. Did he do it?
I screen shared it. Or I tried
No, it's Eric's avatar.
I don't know how this works. Okay.
Cancel Eric that. Just made
Wait. How am I going to share my hilarious Photoshopped images if we don't know how to do this?
Oh, no.
That's true. You could just do it. You have to just... if you're on... the call here, and you see the middle red button that says leave call?
Yeah. don't leave the call!
You're so stupid.
Two icons to the left of that. It says, turn on screen share.
Nice.
I see. Okay.
But I see here's spoiler.
I got top left corner.
Okay,
this is amazing. Wait, that
made my night.
Greg posts something to the chat. Oh my gosh. Eric hates us. Oh, this is amazing.
We can't hear you. You're muted. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, these are brilliant. Who made this?
I did.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
It has to be shared. Wait, uh-huh. Goes off track. The free space, yep. Right?
It's just
oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Because I mean, it's so pretty. Like, wait, where's Nick? Where's what's her face? Because we often don't remember the names.
Oh my god! Leave us a 5-star.
Did we set a watch?
Amazing. I really like Eric makes an animal noise. Oh my gosh.
This is fantastic.
Yay! I went to the gym last night, which is not a normal thing for me, but I went to the gym and I was listening to you guys. I was lying there not wanting to lift these weights. And I was listening and I was laughing. Because it was funny what I was listening to. And then I was like, oh, there's one of those things that we say and we hear it all the time. And I started to make a list in my head of all the little things that were coming up. And that's how it all came to be.
That's amazing.
So thank you for helping me not work out.
I'm going to have to read it like several times before I can process all. It's like when I'm in a store with lots of pretty things and it's like, oh, it takes me a really long time to look at everything.
I'm like, I know.
There's too many fun things in this that I can't like understand all of it.
But it's also a drinking game. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, definitely.
The asterisk, because I only have that one bingo card. We'd have to shuffle them around and think of more to actually play.
This is amazing, actually. I love that. I feel like people... Okay, first of all, Emma would love this.
She would. And she'll probably, after I put it out, she'll probably come
she'll
out
with... She'll make three
or four more. She'll come out with a version of Monopoly. Pork fried rice.
Yeah. And then it won't even just be, like, on a board. She'll sew her Monopoly board.
Yes, she will.
And then she'll fucking be a doctor on top of it. How about that shit?
While running ultra marathons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be like, I ran the ultra marathon the other day and I came up with this board game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I come up with bingo while I'm not lifting weights. Right.
Greg, Emma is one of our listeners who is like, she's the one that wrote the poems.
Okay.
Yep. And she also sewed a jacket based on Rafina's jacket.
Like an amazing quilted suede jacket.
Yeah. Like, and
she does dressmaking. But she's a doctor.
Yeah, and she's a doctor and she runs ultra marathons and she, like, she's brilliant. And you know what?
Just said it, but what's an ultra marathon?
It's like 50 miles, I think.
Picture a marathon.
I mean, it doesn't sound fun at all. And that's crazy, but okay.
Yeah. She's not a fun person. I mean, obviously.
She's always been such a, like, shining star of a sweet person. But when she emailed us and said all of these things about herself, I was like, you know what? If anyone else ever leaves a negative review, I won't even care, because I have a fucking doctor ultra marathon badass.
We love you, Emma.
She's so nice.
Like, I just looked up what an ultra marathon is, and she's crazy.
What is it?
It you were correct. Depending on what part of the world you're in, it's either 50 kilometers or 50 miles, up to 100 miles.
Oh!
Running through the desert, running up mountains. Some of them are timed that you have to run continuously for 6 hours or 12 hours.
That's not okay.
it's not healthy. And speaking as someone who's not a doctor, I will tell her that that's not healthy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm very okay.
Oh, Eric is trying to figure out his little way to get in and get
No, I just don't even know how to do this anymore. I think I do this,
I
right?
I know.
Whoa. Oh, that didn't work at all. Yeah. Boom.
Emma can do it.
Besides the fact that we haven't played in, like, what was it, like 4 weeks or something, you also have a new computer. Uh-huh. Everything's just confusing.
Everything's now.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Let me tell you a story. Once there was a castle atop a towering cliff face, the dwelling of an evil vampire lord who held sway over the haze-shrouded valley below, and all those that dwelt within its bounds knew naught but despair. Centuries passed, the immortal sovereign reigned, and not even the memory of happiness persisted in this dismal land.
Aww, not even the memory of happiness.
And then these knuckleheads show up, thinking they can make a difference. They blunder around, collecting trinkets, all based on the advice of some batty old lady, and then eventually decide that they can take down an undead sorcerer that's been alive for half a millennium. Wow. They take his own carriage right to the front door, and are surprised when they find themselves locked inside. Up, down, and around they go. They break a super expensive red chandelier, explore about 700 identical empty octagonal rooms, murder a defenseless maid just because her teeth were a little too sharp for their liking, grope the toes of priceless sculptures,
gross,
hurl a finely crafted lockbox down a shaft with no concern as to its contents or who might be struck dead below, and disturb a chamberlain hard at work with an impromptu interrogation before dropping him down that same very shaft. And lo, thunder booms overhead and raindrops pelt down upon the tiled roofs of Castle Ravenloft as the inky cloak of night is draped over the misty shoulders of this forgotten dale. We turn our eye to a small interior room in the stronghold where a quintet of...
It was going so well.
We turn our eye...
I feel like there was a little bit of an editorial slant going on there.
We turn our eye to a small interior room in the stronghold where a quintet of ninnies is preparing to bed down. Do not blink, lest you miss yet another inane misstep in the comedy of errors that is their journey here in Barovia.
What? Wow.
I'm insulted.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because you called us ninnies. Hmm? You don't know why.
I'm just reading this. I don't know.
Oh, Nick, that joke will never get old.
That joke will never be fresh.
It'll never get old.
It was old the first time I said it.
Oh, Eric.
I'm going to start playing the game that I play.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
There's this guy, this comment from this guy who was singing our praises and said that he'd love to know what game I was playing while the rest of you were playing D&D. I'm like, oh my gosh, someone figured out my secret.
Oh, a comment from this guy. I heard there was this comet from the sky.
A comet came from the sky.
We're already playing. It's Rebecca narrating her life.
Guys, it started talking to me.
Anyway.
All right, so we're in a room.
Yes, do you remember what room?
The bedroom. The nurse's nurse.
Can we see a
nurse?
Why didn't you tell us that in that elaborate intro, Eric?
I did.
You did?
Oh, we're about to
turn
bed down. We're ninnies.
To a small interior room in the stronghold.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a quiz.
Where a quintet of ninny...
Quintet.
Are we intense?
It's very unquintentional.
A quintet of ninnies is preparing to bed down.
So stupid.
Quintessential.
I don't know where to do the camera anymore. It's new. I'm like, how does this work? So are you saying that we haven't gone to sleep yet? You're saying we're like hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
I will take first watch.
Oh, thank you for taking the watch. We set a watch. Oh, yeah. Can we see out? We can see out the window, right?
No.
Nope.
The bingo thing is you have to forget and in a panic ask, has anybody set a watch?
That's true.
Mike's on it this time.
Yep, don't put down your little peg. Or whatever they're called, dots. Alright, so you're setting a watch, we're all gonna rest.
Are you guys just gonna make Lang stay up the whole night?
You really want us to tell who's doing when?
Wait, I think I'll stay up with Lang too, because...
Oh, I was gonna say I was gonna stay up with
Lang! Wait, why?
We're in a room with beds for the first time in however long. None of us are going to sleep. We're not going to sleep. No. We're all going to stay up and tell scary stories.
Yep.
I want to be awake.
I
want to
tell you about my comet.
Oh, Bathwack. You might be right, man. I think I just stay awake because we're in fucking Castle Ravenloft. I'm like, I don't want to sleep here. I'm too scared.
I think I need to sleep, though, right?
Yeah, we all do need to. Yes. So I guess... If Bathwack's going to stay up, I'm like, ew, I can't stay up with Bathwack and Lank. Can't deal with
also,
that.
Also, he might watch you sleep.
Ew, I know. Oh, no. He did do that before. Crap.
That was so sweet of him.
Nick is asleep.
Yep.
Can we see...
He looks cute.
Can we see from out the window any...
No window.
We've been through this 4 times. Okay, I'm ready to accept that we are actually in an interior room. All right. I'm ready.
Just look at the map.
Yeah,
and
open
I'm
roll 20.
What? That's too much. Too much to deal with right now. Everything's so new.
So he's getting first watch. You have rarely made us actually come up with a rotation. Do you actually want us? Not
if
a rotation, just a list.
Is there anything out of the ordinary? Like, for example, someone staying up with another person, or someone not taking a watch at all, or
I'll take my watch as long as I still get my full rest. I need my spells.
So we just
Lang's
battled
good
that,
to go.
Yeah, we just battled that the guy. We just battled him, and then we went up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the guy that is the swirly man, I guess.
The Chamberlain.
So
Rahadin.
That's why I think Will stays up, because I don't think he can go to sleep. I think he's too wired and too like. I can't, what, no way. Like, he's trying to figure out what happened to him.
Okay.
That's just my flavor. Sorry. Maybe I'll be tired or something, but...
Are we healed yet?
Okay, so Nick and Rafina are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything happen on your watch together, gentlemen?
I hope not. I want to at least nap. Even though I don't really need it, Lank is always up for a good nap.
Yeah, Will doesn't purposely talk to Bathwack. It's not like I'm staying up to talk to anybody. I was just saying that I would stay up because it's hard for him to go to sleep. Yep.
So it's just an awkward silence for two hours or
I'm
whatever?
Fucking talking to that guy.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to paint a picture here.
I'm going to sit on one of the dressers against the south wall. and you know, just kind of let my feet hang off the end of it and sharpen my sword.
Shink. Shink.
Yeah, I know, just over and over. And I'm like, hey, way to let people sleep. You know how annoying that is?
Will, shut up!
In perfect rhythm with that sound, Rafina goes,
shink. 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 That's amazing.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. And then everybody else takes their watch, I'm assuming.
Yep. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Rafina.
Hi.
You hear a noise.
Oh, I was asleep.
No, it's on your watch now.
Oh.
It's like 6 hours later.
Okay. Guys, I hear a noise.
Can I, is it safe to assume everybody sleeps through Rafina exclaiming that?
Well, because this is probably the 10th time she said it.
What is the config? Like, can she throw a pillow or something, get us to wake up?
I mean, it's a very small room.
Because I think Lank might sleep through a noise.
Well, can you tell me about the noise while we explore this?
It sounds like it's out in the hallway.
Ooh. Is it a tuba?
It is not a tuba.
I wish it was a tuba!
I don't want Rafina to kill herself, Jesus.
Oh, no!
So dark, thinking what her suicide note would be.
What, for Rafina?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The tubas, they were too much. It's
we wake
tubas.
Up, we're like, what the hell happened?
It's valve oil everywhere.
All right, and that's all for tonight.
Yep. Oh my god.
I'm starting to feel like this really happened.
So, the noise you hear, it's out in the hallway. You would say it sounds like footsteps, except if whoever was walking had two peg legs.
What? Oh no, that sounds so creepy.
So like the right pattern of like quick moving footsteps, but very like the sound of like wood on stone versus like shoes.
So it'd be like Lank on stilts.
Wait, but is it a four-legged creature with two peg legs, or
it's not a no, it's a bipedal footstep pattern.
That is so creepy.
Tick-tacking past the door.
Wait, it goes past, it doesn't stop.
Correct.
Rafina's like, oh, it's fine then.
What?
There's no door down there.
All right, yeah. There's no door down there, so do I hear it stop and turn around and realize it went the wrong way?
Nope.
It just disappears.
You hear it pass from, if you're facing at the door from in the room, from left to right. Click, 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 click.
Okay, I go and I grab Nick. Nick, wake up!
Huh? What? What?
Come with me.
Bathwack! Oh, Rafina!
I'm not Bath... I don't even look like him!
I'm sorry, my eyes are closed.
Come with me to the door to look out, because I heard... Oh, I heard something that was like feet, but wasn't feet because they were wooden.
Okay, I'll protect you. And he jumps out of bed and has his rapier drawn.
I didn't need you to protect me.
And he rushes to the door.
Oh, I just wanted someone to know what happened if I got slaughtered.
Lank very slowly gets out of bed.
Oh, well, Nip, who are you? Nick!
Nip?
You woke up. Nip!
Will, Nip!
Nip! You so woke screwed. Up Wilp! Oh, wait, it wasn't even Will.
Lank.
I can't play anymore. I can't do it.
I don't think any of us can.
I think Greg can.
Yeah, it's true.
Greg, can you please be everybody?
Can I be Okay, sure.
I knew he'd rise to the occasion.
All right, so I'm at the door. All of me is at the door. My dungeon master, too?
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
It turns out it's, I don't know, it's a cat walking on its hind legs wearing clogs.
Yep.
All right, Nick.
And there never was a Strahd.
Yes.
The end.
The end.
Yay! Oh, heart. I love it.
I hate you guys.
Okay, another bing.
Another check that one off on your bingo square.
Okay, so Nick, please not arouse the rest of the party.
Oh,
wait, just rouse. Just rouse, not arouse.
Yeah, I think that's already taken care of.
It's okay if he arouses them.
Can
just
we
not
just
rouses.
Start again? Can we just start all over, please?
Somebody needs an extra bed for that cloacula.
Ew! Cloacula! That's more like it. Not cloaca. A cloacula.
Ah, Count Cloacula.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
I don't know. Count Cloacula.
I don't even know what's...
What flavor is that cereal?
Oh no. Gross.
Right, that's where we'll cut up this episode.
Yeah, I
then
know.
We'll start with the next episode.
God, we need to record actual.
Were content. You really hoping to get two episodes out of tonight?
There's no way.
I think we're doing great. All right, here we go. Nick.
What?
Now we've woken up Link.
Oh, Link, come on.
Okay, Nick, you can go back to sleep now.
Link has weapon drawn.
And,
oh, yeah, I could do that too.
On his way, Nick pokes Bathwack. Bathwack! Bathwack,
oh,
something's happening!
Oh. Stop waking everyone up. We need to sleep.
I have to wake up Bathwack.
So I'm the only one left? Alright, bye, guys.
He gets up off the carpet.
Oh, he's sleeping on the floor? What kind of dumb shit is that, Bathwack? No, I'm just kidding.
He's got his shield over him. His house.
I didn't know there's like 18 beds in this room. Oh, he's just emphasizing that we're not sharing a bed, which is true. Thank you, Bathwack. This is one thing I agree with you on. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will wouldn't even share the same type of bed. Yeah. These are the same types of beds.
Can't have that in common. All right, we're going to crack open the door and peek out. Who's peeking out first?
Creep.
I think
got it.
We're all different heights. We could probably all peek out.
Oh, true. Yeah, let's all do that.
You slot in under Bathwack's legs in that perfect shape, if you recall from the
I do recall, yes. That was an important plot point and canonical.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah, you crack the door open, and if you look down the hallway to the left, you just see the stone hallway leading back up towards the stairs you went up before and the secret door. And to the right, what you had seen before was just a dead end, but it looks like the wall there has swung open.
Oh.
And there's a way through the end of the hallway to the south.
Oh, so bad that.
Wait, to...
So now there's an opening.
This area, I'm saying this area is if you can see where I'm pointing.
Mm-hmm.
The north end of the hallway, that's where the secret door was that got us here. And now there's another secret door at the south end of the hallway.
Correct. Right there.
We should have checked. We
did. How? Didn't. How should we have checked? Should
well,
we...
how did Bathwack find the first one?
Looking.
Yeah.
But
looking
how carefully. Would we have looked at secret?
I thought we had looked, but
mm-mm.
I guess not.
Mm-mm.
How well, non-thorough of us.
What do we need to do? Poke every stone?
Hey, we at least set a watch. Yeah, Blank is going to meander toward the wall and give a listen.
All right.
Is anyone going to wake me up? Or am I really still asleep?
If he sees people are leaving Nickwood, okay. I know that.
Okay.
So, wait, did the stomping peg leg man...
Definitely not stompy. It was more clickety-clackety. Okay.
Hmm. Did the flamenco dancing peg leg man...
Yes. Castanetting...
Did he pause it all at the door? Did the entity indicate that they knew that we were there?
Give me a retroactive perception check.
Oh crap! It flew away.
You don't
Not
remember
a good start.
The sound at all.
I don't know
guys,
why people
are
leaving.
Bed.
Yeah, I know. Go back to sleep.
Are these my modifiers? I think these are my modifiers.
Ah, they're
13.
Okay. You didn't notice the figure stopping at the door.
Was I aware of what it did do?
It like walked. I would say the best term is probably it scuttled down the hallway.
Ew.
Oh, it's a crab. A wooden crab.
A two-legged wooden crab. The plot thickens.
It was a crab.
Maybe it was a
on
normal
stilts.
Crab, but. Correct, like, tricking you by stepping.
At the same time. Wow, he's worked on this for years. Just for this moment.
Lang Stumpers, how about you give me a perception check?
I rolled a 12, and I add some specific number to that. Probably 1. Yes, 13.
You hear a distant... staccato wooden footsteps trailing away through the open door.
Oh my god.
I can... Turning around to the group, I can still hear it. It's down that way.
You're not even awake yet, Will.
Good morning, Will.
Nick woke you up.
Oh, I am? That's the sound I make, definitely. What? God.
Okay, wait, can I... I think I didn't realize that the door was still open. Can I just see it with my fancy non-eyes?
If you peer through, no, you do not see anything in the room beyond. I will reveal the room, and I will describe what you see. You reveal sort of another long corridor beyond. The most notable thing in this room is there are two sets of double doors halfway down the hall, one on either side. And at... the end of the hall, furthest away from you, you see a floating in the darkness, a human skeleton clad in the rusted armor and tattered livery of a castle guard.
What?
Wearing clogs?
Wait, here? At the end?
Yep, okay. At the far end of the hallway, on our map is the south end.
Facing us or away from us?
Facing.
Okay. But no reaction to me standing there.
It is motionless.
I'm going to report all... Where is everybody? Is everybody else still in the room?
Oh, and sorry, I forgot to mention both of the double doors are ajar.
Hmm.
So he told us what he sees?
Well, Bathwack is right next to me, so I told him.
And it passes back telephone style.
Because
there's a belly button on the whore!
Exactly.
What?
That's what I got from.
There are two jars in the room.
I suspect Rafina is maybe the weak link in this game of telephone.
She just thinks you're supposed to make up something fun.
Yeah.
Lank is going to step forward past. I mean, the way is open, but he's going to step like there. So through whatever the opening is.
Okay.
To see if there's a reaction, if there's a.
The skeleton doesn't move. This room is dark. You can see fine because of your magic-y eyes. Nothing changes stepping into the room.
Then I am going to go here, sort of hugging the west wall, to see if I can see in at all through the east door without exposing myself on the west side.
Got it. So you're staying to the west to peer through the east double doors.
Yes.
You can kind of glimpse your way into there. It looks like a corridor extends into the distance. You see lots of cobwebs in there. You don't catch, a glimpse of anything interesting from this your current vantage point.
Then I will make a quick move across the hall to do the same for the other door.
To peer through the western door. You can see, looks like this room you're peering into has some windows on the far end that were broken in at one point. You see glass sort of littered on the floor in there. Looks like a pretty big room from what you can tell, again, from your vantage. These doors aren't, like, wide open. They're just kind of slightly ajar, so hard to say without really going in. No movement or anything of note or figures that you can tell.
And the skeleton has not... Have we seen the skeleton move at all, or has it been motionless the entire time?
Motionless the entire time.
Okay, so it's not necessarily connected to the sound of movement.
Not necessarily.
And okay. There's nothing on its feet?
It's got, like, armor on.
On its feet?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and it's not reeds. Wooden armor?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Why can't you reveal it on the map? Is there a reason why you're not revealing it on the map?
The skeleton?
No, it's the just... room that he's peeking through.
He can't really make out very much of it without.
Oh, okay.
What were
Lank.
You saying,
Will?
Oh.
It's okay. He's still there. Sorry.
Finish, Lank. Go.
Lank was going to try to coordinate with Bathwack about moving ahead, but if someone's going to say something.
Go ahead, Will.
I mean, I just figure we're all going to stay together.
Probably.
Right? I mean, if they're going, I feel like I'm groggy, tired, waking myself up by slapping myself on the face, like, holy shit, I'm living my nightmare, I'm in Castle Ravenloft. Slap, slap, slap. Great, where are we going? Everyone's out of the room already, so I'm just going to be like, I think he's going to, while they're doing all this, I'm going to step out and go, not go the opposite, but shine my, cast light on my billy club and shine my light this way, because I don't know what's going on.
Sure. Okay.
I am just looking around towards the other end of the
corridor.
Yeah, because if they're going that way, I want to make sure nothing's going to attack us from the other side.
Nothing stands out to you. You don't see anything.
Okay.
Out of the ordinary.
Okay.
I'm hanging back a little bit behind Lank because I'm carrying a torch. So I don't know, like, Lank...
Oh, you are carrying a torch.
Yeah. So you can move a little bit more stealthily than I can.
Then Lank's going to sort of motion to Bathwack. I'm trying to convey that... Okay, Lank's going to move over here and sort of convey that he's going to try to get through the western doors.
Okay, so you're at, like, breach position for the western doors.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay, but the doors are open, right? Or they're slightly...
They're ajar. You can clearly push them open, but they're not wide open to allow perfect view through. They're kind of cracked.
Okay. I think I can back you up if you go in.
Okay. Then Lank goes in.
All right, Lank busts through the doors. Where's everybody else?
I'm still at the door with Nick, unless he's left.
In the bedroom?
I'm, like, at the threshold.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so also, Lank, you... Oh,
sorry, ooh. did we all get a rest?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay,
it was great. Right near the end of the eve.
Is it dawn?
It's pretty close, yeah. We could call it legally dawn in terms of your charges. Yeah.
Legally dawn, that great movie.
All right, so Lank, you bust into this room.
Not loud.
Right.
Like, I didn't kick in the door since the doors didn't need to be forced. I just sort of entered.
You bust into this room. Dim early morning light from the courtyard falls into this great hall through the broken glass and iron latticework of a large window in the west wall. This immense room is a place of chilly, brooding darkness. Empty iron sconces dot the walls. Hundreds of dust-laden cobwebs drape the hall, hiding the ceiling from view. Directly across from the window are the doors you entered from in the eastern wall. And farther south, a single door also leads from that same wall, the eastern wall that you came through. Staircases at both ends of the north wall lead down. Mm. At the far southern end of the hall, a large wooden throne stands atop a marble... Now, this is one of those words that I read more than I hear. D-A-I-S.
A dais?
Dais?
Yeah, I think it's a dais.
Dais.
I think it's a dais.
Can you say plinth instead?
I love that word.
Plinth. It's good with marble, too. Marble plinth. Stands atop a marble plinth. I'm gonna literally, I'm gonna cross it out in my book. I don't have a pencil.
Yeah. Make sure you credit me.
All right. So,
what is this iridescent pattern on the floor? Or are you getting to that?
That is broken glass.
Oh, whoa!
From ostensibly from this giant window in the western wall.
Oh, gotcha.
The high back throne faces south, away from most of the room.
Huh.
Mm.
Oh, God, weird. This... It's like that dragon. It was like that dragon guy's throne, too.
You mean the guy in the castle?
Yeah, he faced away from where people would come in, too. Isn't that weird? That's not common with thrones, right? Like,
it may be the same architect.
Seriously.
No wonder Bob's house and backward thrones or something. But if these stairs go down, this could have been where...
Oh.
What's his face first appeared to us. Yeah. Oh. The Chamberlain.
Rahadin.
Thank you. Rahadin. Yes. These could, because he descended a big staircase.
Hmm. Good
or
point.
Not. I don't know.
I'll note as well the other door on the southern part of the eastern wall, that is ajar.
Lank will motion to Bathwack to enter, and then when Bathwack's within whispering distance, say, watch your step, broken glass. And then he will move away because he's afraid of the fire.
Oh, right.
And I think Nick, at this point, with it taking this long, is probably going to leave the room and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm following too.
I'm assuming we're all going together.
We're all going together. Bring the bear.
Got it.
Yeah.
So once you're all in the room, I will note for you, Will.
Yeah.
This room looks familiar to you.
Oh no. Oh no. Am I going? Okay, I'm going in the room. Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
What am I going to talk about?
You, a while ago, like half a freaking year ago, I feel like, I had a vision of a throne room, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
That the swirly man was sitting on.
Mm-hmm. The window wasn't broken. It wasn't this dark and desolate, and the throne was facing what you would think is the normal way.
Oh,
but otherwise, really? You think this
I'm
is the,
definitely going to walk. I don't care. I don't want Bernard to walk on that glass, but I'm going to walk right up to that throne.
What were you saying, Rafina?
Will, what are you doing? This is unusually courageous of you. Stop!
Will's going to the throne, guys.
Whoa.
All right, this will be interesting.
I'm sitting on it.
I'm sliding along the wall here toward it, but not going to pass Link.
Can I roll to see if it's magic-y? Like, sure. Can I roll Arcana or whatever? Can
it's
I find
empty,
my dice?
Right?
Do my dice still exist?
It's facing away from you.
Oh, shit! I didn't even really think about that. Will must be really tired. Okay. Oh, no. I think my Archon is only a 1. It's like 5. I think that is what my roll is.
Okay.
Why do I can't, I'm very...
This throne is definitely not magical.
Okay. I'm gonna touch the back of it, like, run a hand along the top of it. I want to see how this thing
feels,
you know what I mean? Like, at a car
it
place.
It feels old.
That's not what I mean. I mean the emotional feeling.
Well, that's a question to ask yourself.
No.
How does it feel to touch an old throne?
Rafina can probably articulate it better than Will can because she can feel it too.
Ooh.
That's true.
See? That's what I'm saying. I'm not asking...
Will, you're feeling ambitious!
Ambitious? Wait, does she actually say that out loud?
I think I do.
He's just like, what? Shush.
I feel like you're taking something out on a test drive.
It feels like, like a very old throne, like it's been here a long time, has a weight to it, but not, it doesn't impart that to you magically.
Okay. Can I suddenly kind of have that feeling like when you've been driving and you suddenly like wake up for a second and realize that you've been driving and you're like kind of, after parent exhausted, what's it called? Road hypnosis, that kind of thing. Hmm. Like with the feeling my chest makes when I realize that like I just...
You've been driving for 5 miles and you don't remember it.
Right. I don't remember what happened. Like, and can I, from that feeling, I'm going to be like, wait a second, is there someone sitting in this? And I'm going to just, I'm not going to go around it. I'm just going to stand on my tiptoes and look.
You can't, you're not tall enough.
Hey, I'm tall enough. I said I'm standing on my tiptoes.
Oh. Forgot to mention, Will. By the way, Will's toes are 2 feet long.
Is it really that tall? It's like a big, enormous throne. Throne.
You but you can look around.
Yeah, can I peek around?
Yep, it's empty.
Okay.
Since you're standing there, can you look through that door?
Oh shit! Is it open?
Just open? It's open.
It's ajar.
I'm not looking through the door. I don't think he can. I think he's honestly focused on this throne.
All right.
Too focused.
Lank, are you staying there? I don't want
to
pass you.
Lank is going to wander over toward the broken window.
Mm.
Okay. Just to get a look out?
Yeah.
Out in the open.
I'm going to pick his way across the broken glass.
When you look out, you are looking out basically directly above the front door of the castle. You had glimpsed this window when you would come in. If you would deign to look up, it was this broken, fancy window, sort of high up there. So you're looking down onto the front courtyard of the castle.
So nothing like, oh, look, the solution to the puzzle. It's just a nice view.
Yeah. It's still raining hard.
Oh.
Well, still, it's nice to see the outdoors, even though we haven't seen the sun now, ever.
I'm going to say to Lank, can you see any of the glow from Argenvost? Wait, is that where we are?
No.
What's the name of the old castle that we were in that one time?
That was Argenvosthold.
Oh, I was right. Can you see any of that glow? That happy glow?
Can I?
Yeah.
I can.
It's very far away, but
I can see still. I can see Argenvosthold from here.
That raises my spirits. I feel encouraged, like there's hope, so I go toward the open door.
Aww.
Okay. Like, are you going in?
I stand right where I'm, right by the door where I can't be seen if someone were on the other side of the door.
Breach position.
Is that really what it's called?
I think so.
Is that why they say babies are in breech position? Like they're just refusing to come out of the door?
Yeah, you're sideways next to the door.
These doors are really weird.
So I put out one foot and see if anything like tries to chomp at it through the door.
Suddenly your foot is gone.
Oh, no!
Did anyone chomp my foot?
A laser shoots out.
And it was attached to a shark.
Nothing happens to your foot.
All right, so I peer one eye over around the
You bend one eye stalk around.
Yes. I'm a slug.
Yay.
It's a dark room.
Oh boy, I'm tired of dark rooms.
Do you want me to come take a look?
Only if you feel rejuvenated by the light of Argenvosthold.
I actually kind of, it's nice. I'd be like, hey, you actually feel like you kind of know the neighborhood now.
We're locals now.
Put the GPS away.
When you find the first, like, good restaurant. All right. Come over here and peer in this door. I don't know why it keeps doing the highlight my character thing.
It's when you've noticed that. Old.
Yeah, I've never had to do that before, like, so weirdly. Anyway, I go to the thing, the door.
And look in?
Yes.
Okay. you can peer into this room. It's much smaller. It's about half the size of the room that you're in. Dusty scrolls and tomes line the walls of this room. More scrolls and books lie scattered on the floor around 4 heavy wooden chests fitted with sturdy iron locks.
So we're getting a library vibe.
The only unobstructed floor space is directly in front of the doors on the east and west walls. In the center of this clutter...
A library.
What?
It's a library vibe.
Whoa.
A vibrary.
See that? See, Greg at least. Maybe. Uh-oh.
Wait. Out. Could you hear that, Link, or was that our internet connection?
Everyone
cut out for a second. It was like a, yeah.
Like it got really like G-chat type.
Yeah, it got sort of glitchy there for
a
minute.
Did you notice? They dropped out for a second. Like, our internet must have been weird or something for a second.
Oh, maybe it was.
Because they just all of a sudden skipped.
Okay.
Can you start at the part where you were describing the room?
Sure.
The
Dusty.
Vibrary.
The vibrary.
Oh, you heard me say that at least. Oh,
yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Dusty scrolls and tomes line the walls of this room. More scrolls and books lie scattered on the floor around four heavy wooden chests fitted with sturdy iron locks. The only unobstructed floor space is directly in front of the doors on the east and west walls. In the center of this clutter stands a great black desk.
No way!
A figure is slumped across the desk.
Oh, crap.
Perched on top of a tall stool. Nearby, a tasseled rope hangs from a hole in the ceiling.
My God, I want to go see a desk, but I'm obsessed with this throne right now. Oh, well. I'll reach longingly for my computer screen, but stay true to my character. He's too engulfed in this.
There's somebody slumped. Okay, I can't see it, right? Only Link can see this right now.
Yep.
I could describe it.
Will you?
I may actually call Will, seeing that there's a lot of paper in this room and Bathwack's torch. Might set it on fire, and I don't want it nearby anyway. I might ask Will. Will, would you come over here with your light rod?
I'm going to distractedly be like. I mean, I hear him, but it takes me a while to hear it, and I'm going to turn. Going to turn to him and like process it. Process what he said. Be like looking at my billy club, and then I'm going to turn around. And I'm going to try to... Can I knock the throne over? Is it, like, glued to the ground?
Give me a strength check.
How about that? How about that, guys? Natural fucking 20!
Nice!
Natural 20!
Nice!
Oh, my God!
Oh, wait, no, wrong one.
It doesn't make any sense because I have a negative 1 in strength, so 19. But does it count? Right. Do you still have to subtract even when you get a natural 20?
Uh-huh.
That really is sad, isn't it?
So you start leaning into this chair,
mm-hmm.
this throne, and it feels like just pushing on stone.
Oh.
And then from behind you, you feel something furry.
Oh.
And Bernard has reached up behind you and put both of his paws on the top of the throne and just... And it topples over.
I did that myself, you guys. I don't know if you saw that.
Wait, then hopefully this is the right sound. There we go. And I'll stop that because it'll play for them.
It's like super long.
We got to use it.
Okay, and then I'm just going to walk over. Where does it fall? Does it fall off of this thing?
It's a large enough plinth, Abby, that it doesn't fall off of it.
And it's made of wood?
Mm-hmm.
Does something happen to it?
No.
It's just like thunk, and it just, does it bounce? Does it, I'm very interested
it
in
the
weirdness.
It hits the ground and bounces to the ceiling.
It's made
it hits
of rubber!
The next domino-shaped marble throne.
I'm just curious if I did it because of drama, but.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if anything
you,
is weird
you,
about this.
As moment. It topples, you turn away from it, and then it explodes behind you, and you don't look.
Yes!
It's a Michael Bay throne.
A breeze blows through your hair.
Bernard puts on some sunglasses.
Yep. Your abs Aww. Ripple.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I don't do that badass thing, though. I watch it fall over. I look at it. And
it
then
just
I...
solidly, just it. This is like
yeah.
big, thick wood. Just like,
mm-hmm.
It just.
Yeah.
With a boom.
It's like I'm waiting to see if anything's going to happen because I think it's fucking weird that I killed my patron and I don't think
you're
my
very
patron.
Quiet.
Ow!
Chair. I thought maybe it would be hollow, like it would crack open. It would be hollow and Strahd would crawl out of it.
Oh, ew! What
yeah,
a weirdo!
Right?
Chocolate inside.
It would sort of hatch.
Chocolate
yeah.
It would hatch.
A larval form of Strahd.
Oh no!
Even weirder, more amoeba-like than the baby that we met in Baba La Saga's hut. No.
Oh. Thousands of tiny thrones scurry out.
No! Oh no! Oh, that's so horrible.
None of that happens.
Okay. Yeah, I take too long. I'm saying this because it's a moment. I think this is a big moment for Will. So I think I'm taking too long to look at it, and then I turn and I thrust the billy club into the room so that Lank can see, and I'll look too.
Lank could see. Rafina can see.
Sorry,
now.
Rafina. So Rafina can see, and
ooh,
and I can see.
Scrolls and books and tomes and desks and strons and scrolls and books and tomes and tomes and scripts and instruments.
Rats.
That's hard.
Lank grabs something to shove into Rafina's mouth because she's
broke. Oh,
and
no.
I'm broke.
He wants to prevent seizures from causing her to break her jaw.
Thanks, Lank. You reset me.
He uses the immovable rod.
How does Batwack feel about everything?
I've been hanging back, but I partly out of respect for Lank's fear of my torch.
Aww.
But I do want, as soon as Lank moves far enough into the room, I'm going to go have a look.
You need to extinguish it?
You're
going to keep it?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it lit.
Okay.
I need to get a drink. I'm sorry. I can be back in 2 minutes.
Do we need to take a break? I'm bad at this.
What time is it? Yeah, let's take 10:15. Yeah.
Take a quick break.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Quick.
All right.
Quick.
Run.
Quick, run. Ah! He's late, just like the bingo square.
Let's see where we are so far. Do we have bingo yet? Have we mentioned Will's mustache?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope, I slapped my face.
Eric hates us. I threw that in there.
Yeah, but it can't be on purpose, Eric. What a cheater.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that we always think you hate us.
Mm. Yeah. Will's probably about to search a desk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is in awe of Bathwack. That's constant. Uh-huh. Alex is late. Yeah, we don't have bingo yet. All right.
I'm gonna step up our game.
We'll check in later.
Alex!
Yeah.
We are ready. But thanks for giving us another bingo square. He's not amused.
Huh. Well, we are.
Should that be another bingo square? Alex is not amused. We're back! Hello!
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Will's Billy Club has illuminated this room for everyone to see, not just the goopy eye socketed of the party.
I think those eye sockets have been well and truly rinsed now.
Oh, no, they're just always goopy. No, I'm lying. You're right. I want them to be goopy, but they're not.
It's not true.
So, who was going to go in?
I thought someone said they were going in.
Who's going in? Rafina, are you going in?
I vote Lank.
Sure. Lank goes in.
I figured Rafina would then go in.
Yep.
Cool. What do you do when you're in there? Does anybody else go in?
I'll go in.
Is that sand?
No, those are papers.
Oh, for reals. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said papers, but it really looked like a trail of sand.
Scrolls and books, to be specific.
Scrolls and books and tomes and books and... Yeah.
Bathwax charging in. All right, everybody's in the room.
Lank will be on the other side from the torch.
Is the person in the slumped across the desk awake now? Did we wake them up, or...?
You did not wake them up.
Is it a person? Like, is it...
Yes.
Is it breathing?
Roll a... Perception or health check. What is it called? Heal check?
Well, I'm doing it from across the room, so I'm assuming perception.
Yeah, probably.
Which is 14.
Okay. You can't tell if the person is breathing. You definitely don't see breathing, but You are far enough away that you're not 100% sure.
Does it look like Strahd?
No. Looks like an old person.
An old person.
Can we tell if it's a man or a woman?
A man.
Hmm.
Down with the patriarchy, man.
Yeah, we just leave. Eh, fuck that guy. He looks like an old white man. Fuck you. Fuck this place. Bye.
This dead library guy ain't woke enough for us.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.